Please listen carefully.
Hi, Melissa, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. Of course, I'm super excited to chat with you. Why don't we get started, and can you tell everyone a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so my name is Melissa Caprio, and I wrote a book. I'm an author, I'm a photographer, and I'm an artist, and I wrote a book called Postcards to the Universe, A Global Movement for Manifestation, and I'm going to try to give you the short version of what that's about. So I invite people to participate by creating a manifesting postcard, kind of like a mini vision board. So I'm sure you're familiar with vision boards.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I ask people to pick one area that they want to manifest something in their life, and they create it. I teach workshops, but also people do it on their own, and then they send them to me. So when I receive the postcard, I will photograph it. Intuitively, I'll get a feel for it. I'll photograph it. And when the person's dream or desire becomes true in the reality, I feature it on my blog, and I also feature it in my book. So I have 30 stories, including mine, in my book, and I want to create more books. I want to do a series of books. So this was the first one. I have hundreds of postcards, so obviously not everyone is in the book. But when people's story becomes true, I get messages. I'll get a chat in Facebook, or somebody will text me, or somebody will email me, and they'll be like, "You're never going to believe what happened," which I love. and then we share their story, with their permission, of course.
So when did you start your blog, and when did you start this process of postcards to the universe?
So it started a while ago. Actually, it came to me one night. I tell this story a lot. I was almost asleep. You know that spot, right, like where you're kind of falling asleep, but you're not quite asleep yet. And I heard postcards to the universe, and I was like, that sounds like it just made me sit up in bed. And I thought, wow, that felt really important. Like I got goosebumps and everything. So I went on GoDaddy and I bought the domain name. And I was like, I know this is important. I don't know why this is important, but I'm just going to trust that it is. So, but it sat for like literally a year. And during that time, this was after I changed jobs. I was a photographer working with special needs and dolphins, doing therapy for many years. I was married. I went through a divorce. I left the job. I moved. So I was kind of in that place where I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. And I was doing commercial photography, which I do like to do, but it's not my passion. And I've always had this thing about photographing people's handwritings and people's letters and people's cards. There's just something about it that I love. So I've started to learn about the law of attraction at the same time. And it came to me, and I decided, oh, that's what I'll do. I'll combine photography, art, with the law of attraction and manifestation. So that's kind of how it started. I mean, it's been at least 5 years now since this all started, maybe even longer. I'm terrible with time.
That's incredible. So what kind of courses do you teach, and how do you recommend, somebody at home who wants to start this process? I know it sounds so simple, but is there any, just guidance that you provide, if they want to participate?
Yes, absolutely. So if you go to my website, which is postcardstotheuniverse.com, and you sign up for my newsletter, you get, anybody who signs up gets a little gift, and it's basically a how to create a manifesting postcard. They're super easy to make. I tell people what things that they should buy. you can get stuff at the dollar store or things that you have around your house, and how to create the space to make a manifesting postcard, because you want to create a really sacred space for yourself. Because what we're really doing is we're tapping into the energy, and that's what the universe responds to, the energy of your desire to manifest. So that's where we want to be. And like, kids are master manifestors, right? They want something and it automatically somehow they get it, because they're not worried about the hows and the whys and the whens, and they're so powerful. So it's kind of like tapping into that childlike feeling, and that's a very powerful feeling for manifestation. Of course, if anybody has questions, they can contact me, they can email me or contact me through Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So just to make a postcard at home, I am in the process right now of creating a 30-day gratitude, because gratitude, and this is going to be a course that I'm going to offer online, and I'm going to have it so that people can purchase it and they can do it anytime they want. So it's not a live course. So what it's going to be is it's going to be a visual gratitude journal, basically. So we're going to use our phones, because everybody has a phone now that has a camera, and we're going to create a visual gratitude journal, because gratitude is so powerful in manifesting. It really is one of the fastest ways. So that course is going to be going up on my website probably by the end of next week. I'm almost finished designing how I want it to be, and it's exciting. It's a lot of fun too.
That does sound really exciting. I'm really curious to see, what are some things that you have personally manifested through this like process?
So the first thing I manifested, well, I've manifested lots of little things. So I like to play games, and in my book, I have lots of fun games to see how you can work on manifesting. So things that, it seems that it's much easier for us to manifest things that are small. So say you, because you're not necessarily emotionally attached to it like you would be a new job, a new house, a new love, you know, more abundance, more money. We get super attached to those things. So for some reason, that seems to be where we build resistance to receiving it. But small things like manifesting, like a game you could play with yourself is, I want to manifest a pink feather. And I'll use that as an example, because this is something that actually happened to me. So I figured pink is not a feather that you usually see, mm-hmm. you know, in the color of the scheme of feathers, but it's easy. It's a feather, right? So I wanted it to be easy, but not too easy. And I said, okay, I'm going to play this game. I'm going to manifest a pink feather. And literally within 2 weeks, I was walking, and on the ground was a pink feather, because I wasn't attached to it. So it was there. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. So you can play little games like that for yourself, just to kind of get into that energy. The biggest thing I manifested is I created a postcard, because I started postcards way before I had a publishing contract and a book. So I really wanted to get a publishing contract. And so I created a postcard, and I put it up where I could see it every day. My subconscious, you know, just kind of like as you're walking through your house, I would notice it, and I manifested getting a publishing contract. And pretty relatively easy, considering some other people's journeys that I've heard about who are trying to get their book published.
That's really, really cool. I love that. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the story that I like to tell that I manifested, and this is also in my book, this was before I knew anything about the law of attraction and manifestation, because it's always working whether we think it is or not. And usually we're concentrating on things that we don't want, so we get more of that. But, you know, so I wanted it to be us to be conscious co-creators once I learned about it. But when I was a kid, and I tell this story, I wanted to be a marine biologist really bad. And I guess I love dolphins especially. So there's many things that happened, and I get into that in my book, My Story, why that didn't manifest that way. And instead, I fell into photography, which I absolutely loved, fine art photography. So I started photographing the special needs population because I have a sister who is developmentally disabled. So I would photograph her at her programs and her friends, and I would do it at group homes. And it was kind of like a documentary kind of project. And one day I just happened to be watching television, and I saw that there was a program where they did therapy with special needs with dolphins. And it was, I live in South Florida, and it was in the Florida Keys, so it was only 80 miles away. And I had no idea about this program. So I wrote to the president and the creator and asked if I could come and observe and maybe take some pictures. And he said, absolutely, as long as we get family's permission. So I ended up going down there just a couple of times, and the families really liked me, and he really liked me, and he took me to lunch, and he offered me a job as a staff photographer. So I worked with that for 7 years. And I was like, when he said, do you want the job? Meanwhile, I had a gallery 80 miles away. I was living with somebody. I didn't even like doubt it. And I said yes right away, because when I was a kid, I put out such a powerful manifest. A powerful desire to be with dolphins. And it didn't happen the way that I thought it would happen, but it came in a completely different way. So that just shows you how powerful it is. The universe is always knows better than us, you know, how to give us what we want.
Absolutely. And oftentimes, like you described, it's like things that we don't even know that we want.
Exactly. Exactly. I know somebody who wanted a relationship, and she was divorced and heartbroken, and she always wanted children, but because of she had a medical history, so she couldn't actually have children. So she ended up meeting a man who she fell madly in love with, and he came with, a bunch of kids. So not only did she manifest the relationship that she wanted, she manifested the family.
I love that. So for people who are like, okay, you know, I'm interested in manifestation and law of attraction, but I just can't get into that energy and headspace. Like, what are like one or two tips that you recommend aside from, you know, starting small with your example, like the pink feather?
Well, I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make is we say we want something and then we think of all the reasons why we either won't get it or don't deserve it. First, you have to feel like you deserve what it is you want. That's really important, because if you're saying that you want, let's say, to make more money in your job or in your career, but you don't feel like you deserve to make that kind of money, like you couldn't handle that kind of money, well, money's not going to come to you. So whatever your wounds are, find out what they are and try to get some help if you need it, or look for programs that help you or coaches or whatever to heal those wounds. So self-esteem is really important. A lot of us have that I'm not good enough and I don't deserve. So if you can fix that first, then you're golden. I mean, really, manifestation will come so easy to you, because you'll start to realize you deserve that really nice car or that wonderful relationship or friendship or, you know, the house that you want or the family that you want, because there is enough for all of us. And I like to remind people that, people, you don't have to worry about that you're taking from somebody else. The universe wants us to be happy, and there really is enough for all of us.
That's such a great tip. I actually feel like I can totally relate to that. It's, you know, a little bit of like self-sabotage if you don't get to like the root of the issue.
And I just, another one, this is super important, applies to everybody, but I notice women, I think we may have this a little bit more. Every time you look in a mirror, stop criticizing yourself. Stop it. I don't care what it is. Your hair is a mess that day. Your skin doesn't look the way you think it should. Stop. Because I know every single one of us do it, and I still catch myself doing it, and I'm totally like on top of it. You know, we look at pictures of ourselves or we look in the mirror and the first thing we say is, I'm too this, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too, my hair looks like crap, my skin, look at my wrinkles, whatever it is, that's all we do. So learn to like switch it. So every time you hear yourself say something negative, stop, cancel, delete, and say, you know, Erica, I love you. You're awesome. And you may feel funny saying it, but if you keep doing it, you'll start to believe it.
That's also a really great tip to avoid, you know, self-sabotage.
Because we do it. That's what we do. We self-sabotage.
We totally do. Every time you walk past the mirror, you can't help but notice an imperfection, and it's like almost second nature.
So it's really uncomfortable. And Louise Hay from Hay House did a whole thing about mirror work, and she would sit in front of her mirror every morning and just say loving things to herself. And so I did it for 30 days. And let me tell you, at first it was not easy. And I did it in the morning before I was hair, makeup, anything, with just my coffee. And I would say these things. I would cringe at first. It was really hard. But then I got, then I started to become creative and start saying really cool things.
So since you brought up Louise Hay, do you have any recommendations or like favorites when it comes to like Law of Attraction, any podcasts, books, just any guidance?
Well, of course I'm going to recommend my book.
Of course.
And I have a radio show, actually. It's today. It's Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on 1-2 Radio for anybody who wants to listen. And I get some really amazing guests. But if you're looking at the Law of Attraction, my two favorites are anything from Louise Hay, who I already mentioned, who started Hay House, and then anything from Wayne Dyer. There's a lot of YouTube videos where you can hear his talks, and he talks a lot about manifestation and the Law of Attraction, and I just loved always listening to him. Something about him was very comforting, so those would be two that I would recommend.
So where can everybody find your book, and can you just tell us again where we can find your radio station?
Sure. So everything you can find is on my website. So if you go to postcardstotheuniverse.com, there's a link to Amazon, which you can find my book on there, or Barnes & Noble. So there's links to both, from whoever you prefer to buy from. You can also find a link to my radio show, which is on 12radio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesdays. And I also turn my shows into a podcast, which is on my website.
Perfect. And can you give us your social media handles one more time?
Yes. So on Instagram, it's Postcards to the Universe. Facebook, I have a Facebook page. It's also Postcards to the Universe. And Twitter, it's too long for Twitter, so I had to shorten it. So it's PC to the Universe. So you can find me on social media. But I have all those links on my website, too.
And I have one last question for you. And I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
My favorite flavor of kombucha actually is, lately it's been the greens. It's been the super greens. And I don't know if it's because my body's been craving them, but I've seemed to be, every time I order it, I always ask for the super greens. Which I would be surprised would be my favorite. But I trust what my body's asking me, so it must need it.
Totally. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Melissa. It was such a joy to chat with you, and I can't wait to share this interview with everyone.